time for another Piano Puzzler. Bruce Adolph is here with me in the Mod Moon Weyerhaeuser Music Studio. Hi, Bruce.
Hi, Fred.
Every week, Bruce takes a familiar tune and rewrites it in the style of a classical composer. We get one of our listeners on the phone to try to guess the tune and the composer whose style Bruce is mimicking. Tom Nicholson is on the phone from Lynn Center, Illinois. Tom, hello.
Hi, Fred. Hi, Bruce. Thanks for having me on your program.
Glad to have you, Tom.
A pleasure.
Tom, where's Lynn Center, Illinois?
Lynn Center is located about 15 miles southeast of the Iowa-Illinois Quad Cities.
Uh-huh. So, yeah, right near the Iowa-Illinois border then.
Right.
And how do you spend your time in Lynn Center?
Well, I'm retired. I'm a retired vocational teacher, and I also am the county board chairman, so I dabble a little bit in county and township government.
Mm-hmm. And you're a fan of classical music?
Oh, yes. I have no formal musical training. In fact, I don't even play a musical instrument, but I am an avid listener to serious music and have the utmost respect for people like yourself that can perform, and in Bruce's case, particularly those that can compose and perform.
Absolutely. I'm with you there. Utmost respect for folks like Bruce Adolph. Well, shall we put Bruce on the spot and see, see if he can play? And put you on the spot, Tom, and see if you can figure out the hidden tune in this week's Piano Puzzler and the composer whose style Bruce is imitating. And Tom, by the way, I don't know what's coming either, so if you happen to get stuck on one or the other, we can brainstorm on this together.
Oh, I appreciate that.
Okay, well, Tom, here's Bruce Adolph with your Piano Puzzler.
Sorry. I can tell you it's a lot different listening to it on a cell phone listening it on my stereo.
Oh. Well, Tom, what do you think?
Oh, gosh. It sounds like a 19th century composer. It almost sounded a little like Wagner.
It is Wagner.
Oh, no kidding.
Richard Wagner, there you go.
That's very impressive over a cell phone. I can imagine what that sounded like.
Tom, what made you think Richard Wagner?
Bum ba da bum bum bum.
Yeah, right. That's right.
Sounds like the Ride of the Valkyrie.
Yes, well, it is based on the Ride of the Valkyrie, but it's got something else thrown in there.
And that's what I really couldn't hear very well.
Well, maybe I should start after all of that Valkyrie stuff and start right where the tune by the other person comes in.
Okay.
Okay.
Anything happen?
Oh, and I am 64.
Yes, you are 64. How perfect. Well, you got both. That was great.
So what's the name of that Beatles tune?
When I'm 64.
When I'm 64.
I just think that sounds a lot like
Hello.
It's pretty
wonderful.
They do fit together pretty well, don't they?
They do.
Absolutely.
You know, once again, two tunes that are very recognizable that I never thought of together, but when you put them together, it feels like, oh yeah, they work together real nicely.
I have to say, this is becoming almost a problem as a result of the Posers. It's hard for me to hear something without it reminding me of something very unlike it that connects to it.
In this case, a Beatles tune and operatic music by Richard Wagner, When I'm 64, in the style of Wagner. And Tom Nicholson, well done.
Absolutely.
First guess on both the tune and the composer.
Well, I really appreciated the opportunity to give it a try.
Well, for trying and doing so well on the Piano Puzzler this week, Tom will send you a recording on CD of a classic Piano Puzzler. And also, I know you don't play piano, but still, an autographed copy of the sheet music for that classic puzzler. Bruce will sign that for you, and you can hang that on your wall or give it to somebody who does play piano.
Fantastic.
Tom Nicholson from Lynn Center, Illinois. What's your public radio station?
Well, back here in Rock Island, it's WVIK, and up at my cabin, it's KCRB Bemidji.
Tom Nicholson from Lynn Center, Illinois, thanks so much for playing our Piano Puzzler this week.
My pleasure.
And Bruce, I'll see you next week.
Bye, Fred.